Chazor zeichen nishu bachach es shagam am Yehudim sechaz hoi yistaf yud gimom. Mishu said par koin mishuach u par edo v'chulu. How do we know this fact anymore? Mar says, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, v'sarf oisoi kasher, sarf eis par harishoin. The word of harishoin teaches the Kohen Gadol's par is to be offered first. Another Brisa says, the reason the Kohen Gadol's carbon takes precedence is that the Kohen Gadol is the one who affects the kapara for the tzibur. Therefore, it makes sense that his carbon should be first. Brisa then says that a par helim takes precedence over the par brought for the kol's sin of avodah zarah. The reason is the par helim is the chatos. Par brought for the sin of avodah zarah is an oila. The brisa darshan is supposed to teach that the chatos is always given precedence over an oila, even when the chatos is a bird and the oila is an animal. The brisa then says that a par offered for the kol's sin of avodah zarah takes precedence over the goat offered for the kol's sin of avodah zarah. Fact the gemara, why is that so? The par is an oila, the goat is a chatos. We just said the chatos takes precedence. After tomorrow in Eretz Yisrael, they said a name Rabbi Amari. The word chatos in this pasuk is missing the letter aleph, which comes to tell you that this chatos doesn't take precedence over the oila. Rava said the pasuk says kamishpat, which teaches that precedence is given to the way it's written in the pasuk, which is the oila first. The Brisa then says that the goat for the sin of avodah zarah takes precedence over the goat brought by the nasi. This is because the tzibur takes precedence over an individual, even though he's the king. The Brisa then says that the nasi's goat takes precedence over the female goat of an individual chatas. The reason for this is the king takes precedence over a hedyot. The Brisa then says the individual's goat takes precedence over the individual's sheep that's brought as the chatas. Those are two animals that can be brought as the chatas. In fact, there's a Brisa that says the reverse. Abaye said it's machlekes maktanoim. One view is the goat takes precedence since the goat is also brought as an individual sin b'shoy gefar the avodah zarah. The other view is the sheep takes precedence because it has a fatty tail, which is offered extra on the mizbeach more than a goat. The Brisa then says the oimer mincha takes precedence over the sheep that's brought along with it. The shtei alechem takes precedence over the sheep that are brought along with it. The general rule is, zok the Brisa, that the thing that's brought because of the yomtiv takes precedence over the thing that's brought only because of the bread that it brought. Zuck the next mission. A man takes precedence over a woman in matters of life and death and in regard to returning a lost item. A woman takes precedence over a man with regard to providing clothing and freeing her from captivity. If it is concerned that both the men and the women in captivity will each be raped, so freeing the man takes precedence because Mishkav Zachar is worse than a regular znus. Zuck the Gemara Brisa says of a person and his Rebbe and his father are all in captivity, he takes precedence over his Rebbe takes precedence over his father. His mother would take precedence over everyone. A Chacham takes precedence over a king, because when a Chacham dies, there's no one left that's left like him. When a king dies, there's another yid, any yid can take, is fit to be king and take his place. A king takes precedence over Kohen Gadol, as can be seen in the Pasuk where David refers to Tzadik as his subject. The Kohen Gadol takes precedence over a Navi, since the Pasuk tells how David mentioned Tzadik before Nasan HaNavi, and we can see in another Pasuk as well, the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with Shemen HaMishra takes precedence over one who was just installed without the Shemen HaMishra. Kohen Gadol who was installed without the Shemen HaMishra takes precedence over Kohen Gadol who was removed temporarily due to Tumah, who in turn takes precedence over Kohen Gadol who was removed permanently due to Amum, who in turn takes precedence over the Mashiach Mechama, who in turn takes precedence over the Skan Kohen Gadol, who then takes precedence over the Amarkel, which Rav Chis explains to me, the person who's in charge of all the function of Beis HaMikdash, who takes precedence himself over the Gizbar, who then takes precedence over the head of the Mishmar, who then takes precedence over the head of the Beis Av, who then takes precedence over a regular Kohen. If there's a choice for the Skan or the Meshulach Muhammad to come Tameh to a Mace Mitzvah, who do we tell to become Tameh? Mazutu, the son of Nachman, said that a Brisa says the Meshulach Muhammad should become Tameh because the Skan has to remain Torah in case the Kohen Gadol himself becomes Tameh. Another Brisa says the opposite. So Ravina said the Brisa refers to giving precedence to Meshulach Muhammad in matters of life and death, not in matters of Tumah. Zach and the ex-mission that Kohen takes precedence over a Levi, who in turn takes precedence over Yisrael, who takes precedence over a Mamzer, who takes precedence over a Nosson, who takes precedence over a Ger, who takes precedence over a freed slave. When does this order apply? Effect the Mishnah? Mishnah says only when they're equal in Chochmah. However, if the Mamzer was a Talmud Chochmah and the Kohen Gadol was an Amah Oretz, the Mamzer takes precedence over the Kohen Gadol. Zoch the Gemara, the rule that a Kohen takes precedence over a Levi and a Levi takes precedence over Yisrael, learned from Drashon from Psukim. The Yisrael takes precedence over a Mamzer because Yisrael is a pure Yichas, a Mamzer is not. The Mamzer takes precedence over a Nosson because a Mamzer comes from a Jewish paternal lineage, whereas a Nosson does not. Nosson takes precedence over a Ger because the Nosson grew up in the environment of Eden. The Ger did not. The Ger takes precedence over a freed slave because the freed slave is in the category of Arur, or at least was, and the Ger is not. Zakt the next Mishnah. Amos abizman she kulon shavim v'chulu. Rabbi son of Rabbi Chanina dashes the pasuk of Yekara hi mipnimim to teach that the Torah is more precious than the Kohen Gadol who enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel Yochai said, in truth, a freed slave should take precedence over a Ger because he grew up among Eden. However, he's in the category of Arur and therefore does not take precedence. The Tamidim asked Rabbi Lazar, the son of Tzadik, why is it that people are willingly marry a Ger but they don't marry a freed woman slave? He said, because a freed slave is in the category of Arur. Another reason is that Gyaris was presumably be more careful with nus. Talmidim asked Rabbi Lazar, why is it that a dog knows its owner but a cat does not? He answered, if someone eats something that was nibbled by a mouse, it's kasur shirka. So a cat actually eats the mouse. Of course, he forgets everything. Talmidim asked Rabbi Lazar, why is it that mice are subjected to every other creature's rule? He said, because they're evil. Rabbi explained, this is because they eat clothing even though there's no enjoyment for them. Rabbi Papa says, because they eat kalim even though there's no enjoyment for them. The Brisa says there are five things that cause someone to forget their learning. Eating something that was eaten by a mouse, eating from the heart of an animal, eating olives regularly, drinking from water that was bathed in, and someone who washes their feet one on top of the other. Some say also one who puts on clothing underneath his head. with the lays on it. There are five things that restore a person's learning: eating bread from charcoal, and certainly eating charcoal itself, eating a soft-boiled egg without salt, one who regularly drinks olive oil, one who regularly drinks wine and smells besom, and someone who drinks water left after making a dough. Some say also one who dips his finger into salt and eats it. The Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that just like eating olives causes a person to forget his learning of 70 years, so to eating olive oil helps someone remember his learning for 70 years. The Braisa supports Rava that the wine and besom, when he says that wine and besom made him smart. With regard to dipping someone's finger in salt, Rish Lakish said he dips one finger. Rabbi Yehuda said, it says this in the Braisa as well, but Rabbi Yossi argues and says he used two fingers. The Gemara continues. There are 10 things that make it hard for a person to learn: going underneath the saddle of a camel, and certainly walking underneath the camel itself, walking between two camels, walking between two women, a woman who walks between two men, walking by and smelling a nevela, walking under a bridge which had no water passed under it for 40 days, eating bread that was not fully cooked, eating meat from the spoon used to stir the pot, drinking from a stream that runs through a cemetery, someone who stares at the face of a person who has died, some say also someone who reads the writing on a written grave. And Braisa says, when a Nasi walks into the Beis Medrash, all the people stand, they don't sit until he tells them to. When the Av Bezin walks in, they make two rows and remain standing until he passes through and sits down. When a Chacham enters, they stand if the Chacham is near them, but otherwise they're allowed to sit. With regard to the sons and Talmidim of Chachamim, when the public needs them, they're allowed to walk through the crowd, even when the crowd's sitting, and they can go do their thing. If a Chacham leaves to go to the bathroom, he may return to his place. With regard to the children of Chacham, who are appointed as community leaders, if they have the ability to understand the shir, they sit in front of their father with their backs to the people. If they don't have that ability, then they sit in front of their father with their backs to him, facing the crowd. Rav Lazar, son of Tzadik, said, we give them similar honor at a wedding as well. Rav Papa said, they may return after going to the bathroom if they went only to urinate. However, if they had to go gedolim, they had not allowed to return because they should have trained themselves to only need the bathroom that way in the morning and at night. The Gemara says, today people are not trained that way, and therefore you can return in any case. Rava said the ruling of Rav Lazar Tzadik regarding the wedding is specifically when the father is still alive. Rabbi Yechanan said this braisa was taught in the days of Shimon Gamliel when he was a Nasi. At that time, Rav Meir was considered to be the greatest Chacham. Rav Nosson was the Av Bezin. At that time, the people would stand up and remain standing when any of these three people would enter. Shimon Gamliel felt it wasn't proper that the same honor should be given to all of them equally. Therefore, he came out with a ruling that the Nasi has to get more honor than the Chacham and the Av Bezin. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson weren't there at the time of the ruling. When they later returned, they saw that people no longer honored them in the way they used to. So when they were told what happened, Rav Meir told Rav Nosson they should remove Rav Shimon from his position by asking about the halachas of Uktzin, which they knew that Rav Shimon didn't know, and therefore they said, oh, we'll ask him, he'll be embarrassed, he'll be removed from his position. Rabbi Yaakov and Kashi heard the plan and hinted to Rav Shimon to become well-versed in Uktzin. He did so, and later when he was asked to give shir on Uktzin, he was able to. He then realized what their plan was and kicked them out of the Beis Medrash. From outside, they would ask questions and give answers. Rabbi Yaakov said, it's not proper to leave them outside. Rav Shimon said, we'll bring them back, but as a penalty for their actions, we will institute that no ruling will ever be said in their names. Rather, Rav Meir will be referred to as Dacherim, and Rav Nosson will be referred to as the Yeshoimim, some say. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were told in a dream to ask Mechila from Rav Shimon. Rav Nosson went and did so, but Rav Meir did not, because he said, we don't listen to dreams, and therefore he did not go ahead and ask Mechila.